Please pray with me. Almighty and ever-living God, the source and perfection of all virtues, please grant that I may employ myself in what is just and preach what is true, so that in my preaching and in my ministry I may provide for your beloved, faithful people the teaching that brings them grace. Amen. Amen. Jesus reminds us, beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. The first Sunday of Advent heralds in a new church year by calling us to prepare ourselves for the coming celebration of the birth of Jesus, the first Advent, and Christ's second coming or second Advent. Preparing for Christ's arrival during Advent isn't exactly like Lent, which is a very serious time of penitential preparation for Good Friday and Easter. Advent is more of a semi-penitential time of preparation where we give thanks to God for Jesus Christ's first coming, Christ's continual presence in our lives through the Holy Spirit, and preparation for Christ's final coming in glory. At its heart, Advent is a preparatory journey towards Christmas, where gifts are given and gifts are received. Paul, in his first letter to the Corinthians, tells us about this Advent journey. I thank my God always for you because of God's grace that was given to you in Christ Jesus. That is, you were made rich through him in everything, in all your communication and every kind of knowledge, in the same way that the testimony about Christ was confirmed with you. The result is that you are not missing any spiritual gift while you wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. God's grace, riches, knowledge, and spiritual gifts are given to us because God loves us, God wants to be with us, and God wants others to come to know the depths of God's love for them. For some, their journey to Christmas ends with the gifts they wanted, the gifts they expected, and the gifts they could simply do without. But for many, their journey toward Christmas ends with no gifts. But because of your generosity, over 50 children whose parents are in prison will have a brighter Christmas because you cared enough to take an angel off the tree. And many of you in the next coming weeks will also give toward making a child's Christmas joyful through your participation in the Faith Neighborhood Center's Christmas Toy Drive. Gifts, they are very important. They help people on a difficult journey to arrive safely. Gifts help people waiting for a loved one to return home from war by keeping their hope alive. And Christmas gifts can strengthen God's children on their journey through life until Christ comes again by letting them know that Christ loves them. The gifts we give to others, like the gifts God gives to us, should make the journey through life and the times when we must anxiously wait pleasurable or at least tolerable, by complementing the journey, being useful, and being a welcome surprise. Such gifts, especially the unexpected ones, when given from the heart, are exactly like the gift this boy received. One day a man put a sign in his yard that read, "Puppies for sale." A boy knocked on the man's door, and when the door opened, he said, "Please, sir, I'd like to buy one of your puppies if they don't cost too much." The man replied, "Son, they're $25. With heartbroken eyes, the boy looked up at the man and replied, "I've only got $2.05. Could I see them anyway?" The man said, "Sure, maybe we can work something out." When the young boy saw those five little balls of fur, his eyes danced as he said, "I heard one has a bad leg." "Yes, I'm afraid she'll be crippled for life." "Then that's the puppy I want. Can I pay for her a little at a time? The man replied, she's always going to have a limp. With a brave smile on his face, the boy pulled up his pant leg, revealing a brace, and said, I don't walk very good either. The boy continued talking, sympathetically looking at the puppy, and said, I guess she'll need a lot of love and help. I sure did. It's not easy being crippled. With a smile, the man said, son, you can have her. I know you'll give her a good home and just forget about the money. Every day of our life is a gift. Therefore, we must remain attentive because we don't know when it will be our time to suffer, our time to die, or when Christ will return again to judge the living and the dead. And because we do not know when our time on this earth will end or when Christ will return, we must pay attention to the needs of those near to us, the needs of those in our community, and even those in need in other countries. Such attentiveness drives us to acknowledge the needs others have, and leads us through the Holy Spirit to give gifts that change lives, not for a moment, those gifts are important, but to give gifts that change lives for more than that moment. Gifts that change lives for a day, a week, a month, a year, or perhaps even a lifetime. The man gave the boy a gift. In return, the boy will give the dog gifts that keep on giving. The dog will also give the boy gifts that will keep on giving. What are those gifts? They're the gifts of joy, the gifts of compassion, and the gifts of love. It is absolutely impossible to give someone with everything something they will appreciate. It's impossible to give someone with very little or nothing everything they need. And yet, when we give in the name of Jesus Christ, we give gifts that go way beyond store-bought or handmade gifts. We give the very best thing we can possibly give. And that gift is the gift of ourselves as an extension of God's love for them, when many times what they really want is someone to have some empathy, some kindness, some gentleness, and some brightness, so that they can have some light in the darkness of their lives. This Advent, stay awake, be alert, and brighten someone's life by doing something that can really make a difference. Visit someone in jail if you know someone. Visit someone in a nursing home, in the hospital, in hospice. Visit someone who is homebound, or visit someone who will not have any family around them this holiday season, or does not have any family at all. And when you do, I know that you will discover something. You will discover that the biggest gift you can give is the gift of Jesus Christ in you. So ask yourself, whom do you know that needs the gift of the Christ child in their life? We'll now have a moment of silence.